You know, I, like a lot of poets of my generation, Jim Wright and Dave Wagner, I grew up in what you can call the working classes, or if you don't want to be so damn polite about it, the lower classes. And I grew up with certain attitudes that I think a lot of people in those situations have. And one of the attitudes I grew up with was that if I was to go out and compete in the world of employment for the rewards that are normally thought of, that society says are the rewards a man is supposed to compete for, that is to say, money and the love of a beautiful woman, that I would be doomed to a failure. And it's a good thing I had that attitude, too, because for a long time, that's exactly the way things worked out. So I took my competitive instincts not to work or to making a living, but to play. And I happened to be blessed. I was a pretty good baseball player. And I played baseball and then later fast-pitch softball for a total of about 30 years. And I just loved it. In fact, I'm still a baseball nut. And in all that time, I never took what I was doing for a living as seriously as I did a ball game I was going to play that night in our league. So that if you know any of these people, and perhaps you are some of these people yourself who take their bowling leagues very seriously and their bowling scores, please know that I am still kind of one with them in spirit, even though I guess I kind of resent that I don't have that sort of involvement anymore. Which is a strange ambivalent attitude, because I think I was ashamed of it when I had it, so you can't win. Anyway, I finally got too old, and, I couldn't play anymore. I lost my my reflex, and so I quit drinking. Well, during those years, I'd always... So I quit playing, but during those years, I'd become a very heavy drinker. And after I quit playing ball, I drank even more, and then my first marriage went to hell, and finally I just became a drunk. And we have a distinction out in Montana, the difference between a drunk and an alcoholic. A drunk doesn't have to go to all those damn meetings. And I really hit it heavy, and finally I kind of wrecked my health, and I had to quit. And when I quit, there were all kinds of things that changed. I don't know if you've ever gone through that sort of thing where you've been drinking very heavily for years and years, and then you had to stop. But your whole vision of the world, you find, is that the things that you believe to be true aren't true. For one thing, a lot of people are sober, and I'd always thought everybody was drunk. I thought that for years. And another thing is that not every woman you see is overwhelmingly attractive. But I think the thing that's most unusual is that there's so much time in a day. You cannot believe it. I started to write, and I was down, I suppose, to 6-7 poems a year the last couple years while I was on the sauce, you know. And I really started to tear out the poems. And boy, I was just writing. I was writing bad poems and good poems and all kinds of poems. And I just couldn't stop. So also, in the evening, I didn't have anything to do. I was living alone. So I started to go. I found there was a fast-pitch softball league in Missoula. So I started to go to this league and watch the games. In fact, I even played 4 games. I put my name in a roster to avoid a forfeit, and foolishly. But I was, too old. It was kind of ridiculous. Anyway, all those years I'd played ball, I'd always gone to the game also with an effort to write a poem out of the experience. But somehow in my poems, in the last stanza, the count was 3-2 on the batter, and the bases were loaded, and the score was tied, and there were 2 out. Just terrible. So I'd just given it up. I thought, well, there are some things you love, but they're simply not sources of poems. Well, now I went back to the games again. This time I took a little different attitude. Though I was watching the game, and I could have told you the score, the inning, the count on the batter, how many out, if you'd have come up and asked me in the stand. I was still a student of the game and studying the drama of the whole thing. But now I looked at the people in the stands, too, the wives of the players on the field. And they reminded me of those wonderful women that the wives of the players on the team I played on for so many years in West Seattle. And I thought, well, I'm going to try this again. So I went home, and I finally ended up with this poem. It's called Missoula Softball Tournament. This summer, most friends out of town and no wind playing flash and dazzle in the cottonwoods, music of the Clark Fork stale, I've gone back to the old ways of defeat, the softball field, familiar dust and thud, pitcher winging drops and rises, and wives, the beautiful wives in the stands, basic, used, screeching runners home, infants unattended in the dirt. A long triple sails into right center, shouts from dugout, go, Ron, go. Life is better run from. Distance to the fence, both foul lines and dead center, is displayed. I try to steal the tricky manager's signs. His hit and run, the pulling of the ear. The ump gives pitchers too much low inside. Injustice, fraud, ancient problems focus in the heat. Bad hop on routine grounder. Close play missed by the team you want to win. Players from the first game, high on beer, ride players in the field. Their laughter falls short of the wall. Under lights, the moths are momentary stars, and wives, the beautiful wives in the stands, now take the interest they once feigned. Oh, long ago, their marriage just begun. Years of helping husbands feel important just begun. The scrimping, the anger brought home evenings from degrading jobs. This poem goes out to them. His steel of home, the touching of the heart. Last pitch, a soft fly, a can of corn, the players say. Routine, like mornings, like the week. They shake hands on the mound. Nice grab on that shot to left. Good game, good game. Dust rotates in their headlight beams. The wives, the beautiful wives, are with their men.